Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us right now is Senior VP for the Orlando Magic, Pat Williams, who recently wrote a book called Character Carved in Stone. It's about the 12 virtues of West Point and how to build leaders and success. How you doing today, Pat?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing? Good to hear from you.
We're doing pretty well, but as you know, you guys in the Magic are in the playoffs right now, and I just want to
make it.
Yeah, you've experienced plenty of ups and downs in your 30 years with the Magic. I mean, even in, 50 years in the NBA. Do you have any advice for a fan base whose hero just retired and hasn't been in the playoffs in a while?
Well, it's a secular business, this is the way it's designed. That you're going to have your ups, and then as time goes on, generally you're going to have a down period. Then you've got to fix it primarily through the draft.
Okay.
That's primarily how you do it. You hope when you're picking very high that you're going to get a really outstanding young player. Hope that you might pluck one on the second round as a sleeper. You're probably not going to get a lot done in free agency because most of the free agents probably want to go to a team where they can win right away. And then there's always the possibility of a trade or two. But primarily, you can't rush it. You've just got to take your time. Now, last year, Dallas ended up with a magnificent young player in the draft. Magnificent.
Sure.
And he's going to be around a long time, the kind of guy you can build with. Now, you've got to just patiently put really good young pieces around him and take your time and not panic. That's my advice.
You said primarily through the draft, though obviously you are well aware more than most people. Take you back to 82, 83. If I could swing our version of the trade for Dr. J and Moses Malone, I could rocket my team straight to the top, right?
Well, we were very fortunate with Dr. J. The two leagues had merged that summer. Doc was in a contract dispute with the owner of the Nets, who had a major cash problem. And as it turns out, he needed $3 million right away. And if we came up with it, he would make the deal. Now, it was going to take another three to sign Julius once we got him. But our owner, back in the day, said, go get it done. And so we did. Now, today, $3 million would, it might get you a second-round pick if you wanted to buy one before the draft.
Right.
But back in 1976, that was a mega deal. So Julius came in that fashion. In 1982, Moses Malone was a free agent. Anybody could have gone after him. We did, and were able to lure him to Philadelphia with a deal that just stunned the sports world in 1982, $13 million. Is the package that we gave to Moses. Nobody could believe it. The thought was, across sports, you've ruined it. You've ruined sports for everybody.
So it's your fault?
Yeah, it was our fault. Well, as it turns out, Moses was worth every penny of that deal. He helped us get that championship in 1983. The Sixers have not won one since. But they will always remember beating the Lakers in 83. That was a special moment in Orlando, in Philadelphia.
We're talking with Pat Williams from the Orlando Magic right here on 105.3 The Fan. The book is Character Carved in Stone. We'll get to the book a little bit more in just a second because you write books like, I don't know, I Eat Meals, I feel like. So with the Magic, and I don't know if you can say anything about this, that was one of the teams that Dennis Smith Jr.'s name was kind of linked to when the Mavericks were looking to make that deal that eventually got them Kristaps. Can you give us any insight about what, if any, discussions might have taken place between the two teams?
Well, listen, there are discussions going on all the time between general managers across the board. But at that point, we were happy with our team. We were getting good production from DJ Augustine. And it was right about that time that we took a flyer on the much-traveled Michael Carter Williams.
Right.
Who's been all over the place. But he's been terrific for us and played a big role down the stretch in getting us into the playoffs. And we need him to play well here this weekend against Toronto. So we're quite pleased with our guard play. We like Smith some, but we're happy where we are with our guards at the moment.
There are certain players that seem to be understanding, or I guess becoming enlightened as to how much power they have within their own contracts and where they play. And I'm wondering, from that front office perspective, is it encouraging or frightening for front offices regarding the type of movement players may want, and how you know, owners and GMs, like, how they can help retain those guys later down the road?
I don't think it's any different than it's always been. I really don't. I can remember this would be back in the 70s, Oscar Robertson in Cincinnati wanted to go play for a team that might have a chance to win, and he forced his way out of Cincinnati so he could get to Milwaukee. So I don't think it's all that new. Now, it's much more, the big thing is, the NBA now has become this huge sporting endeavor.
Right.
Back when I started in 1968, you had a fight to get major newspaper coverage, and you had to fight hard to get your games on the radio and have all your games televised. It's just a whole different world. The NBA is on a growth surge. It's become a worldwide sport. I don't see any signs that it's going to slow down. I think that's the big difference.
Now, at the beginning of our conversation, you talked about, you know, building through the draft. So what I think we could all really use help with is, do you have any tips to winning the draft lottery? Because you've won the draft lottery many times, and we could really use some luck on our side in a couple of months.
Well, guys, here's what I've learned. Over the years, going up there, we took four-leaf clovers. Took rabbit's feet. We found out that rabbit's feet are lucky to everybody but the rabbit. We took boxes of Lucky Charm cereals. One year, I lugged up an entire sack full of ping pong balls. We tried everything. But finally, we came to the conclusion that the best approach are lots of ping pong balls in that machine.
Okay.
The more, the merrier. Now, it's painful to get all those ping pong balls into the machine. It's a long year of pain, but it's probably your best bet.
Is that the primary reason you're calling in now to apologize to Dallas fans for stealing at least one of those number one picks from us? I feel like maybe at least one of those Magic picks should have been ours.
Not really. No, they were ours, and we took good care of them. In 92, it was Shaq. 93, it turned out to be Penny Hardaway.
Hurts.
And then in 2004, it turned out to be Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, we did a very, very good job with those ping pong balls and the resulting picks. So I don't think Dallas fans in any way could find fault with us.
You got a good point there. We got Pat Williams, the senior VP for the Orlando Magic, joining us right now. And I guess the other thing before we get to the book is the you know, the way Dirk Nowitzki goes out and kind of the celebration we had here in DFW, he, for us, like, this is a legendary player. And I know across the league, a lot of people were giving him all of the words of admiration. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, how the Mavs celebrated him there at the end. And do you like seeing the way that that players, as they go into retirement like that, get that kind of love?
Oh, it was beautiful. And that's the way to do it. You know, I love the concept of playing with just one team in your career. Love it. And he'll be beloved in Dallas forever. Years back, that's what we tried to convince with Dwight Howard. Dwight had been here for, oh, I don't know what, 10 years or so?
Right.
And was beloved. And we kept saying, Dwight, the love doesn't automatically go with you to another city.
Yeah, he learned that.
Oh, I mean, from to L.A., to Houston, to Atlanta, to Charlotte, to Washington. And there's no love anywhere. So when his career is over, there's no place he can go back to be celebrated. I think it's very sad. So be it John Havlicek in Boston or Bart Starr in Green Bay or Hakeem in Houston. You get the drift.
Absolutely.
I Magic Johnson in L.A., Jerry West in L.A. That's the way to do it if you can. And great players can make that happen. I would say the same thing to Anthony Davis. You're beloved in New Orleans. You know, that's a great place to live. Just relax. Enjoy your time there. And you've got a home forever, long after you've retired. You can always be there and just be covered up with love. So that's my view.
Now,
I love it.
The new book, Character Carved in Stone, and I have to key on this, the new book, because is this right? You've written about 100 books. That can't conceivably be correct, can it?
Well, this is book 110. the first one came out in October of 1974. And this book, Character Carved in Stone, is about an experience I had some years ago, speaking at West Point to the sports teams. And then I got a tour of the campus, ended up in a little park called Trophy Point. And in Trophy Point, there are 12 benches. And at the end of each bench, there's a different word carved into the stone. And as I checked, I found out that those benches were a gift from the class of 1934. excuse me.
Even I'm stunned at how many books that is. I understand.
Those graduates selected those words based on their experience in World War II in Korea. And, boy, when I learned all this, I said, boy, this is a well-kept secret. I'd never heard of this. Anyway, we put the book together, a chapter on each word, and then we tried to find a West Point graduate who best modeled that particular word. We found them, Dwight D. Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur.
Wow.
And Jack Pershing and Omar Bradley and Matthew Ridgway. We found Mike Krzyzewski.
Yep.
Duke grad. who did the foreword for us, excuse me. Did a beautiful job on the foreword. So that's how the book came about. It's a book with lots of motivation in it, a lot of inspiration, lots of American history with some very interesting stories. And it's designed for youngsters, junior high on up. I think people from all walks of life can get some value out of it. But in the final analysis, it's a leadership book. Because everything rises and falls on leadership. It always has. It always will. And hopefully this book will inspire leaders across the board.
The book is Character Carved in Stone by Pat Williams. And I'll assume you'll have at least two more books out later this year. So we'd be glad to have you back on the show as long as you apologize for stealing one of those number one draft picks.
Hey, guys, thanks. I'll be back in the fall. The next book will be out in October. It's called Lead Like Walt.
Awesome.
And it's already got a title and everything?
Yeah, we're gonna look at Walt Disney through the narrow focus of leadership.
What's your favorite ride at Disney World?
Oh, I don't know. I'm beyond that, but I sure love to walk around and soak it all in. So anyway, guys, that's the story, and I'll look forward to chatting with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, appreciate it. Best of luck against the Raptors rest of the way.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, man. Pat Williams, Kevin. That was awesome.
He's already got the next book titled, and he's like, it'll come out in October.
It's on its way. This is great. I can't wait to talk to him in the future.
It's book 111. By the way, if you want one more fun fact about Pat Williams that we just didn't have enough time for that we'll totally bring up next time, he has 18 kids.
18 huh? kids.
He adopted 14 of them.
Yeah.
That was the most incredible sign-off in radio history, though. He just went, bye-bye. That was awesome.
It really was. The Orlando Magic Game 3 tomorrow against the Raptors, in case now you're super invested in Orlando Magic basketball.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.